Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good Tuesday morning and welcome to Feedback, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. I want to talk about, this is an invitation, a very serious invitation for you to call in and be a part of the conversation. I want to talk about the difference in dating now for those that are, you know, out there dating than there was, I hate to say this, it sounds so stinking old, back in the day when I was dating, okay? And we don't have to have the conversation right now. If you would like to get in touch with me and give me your information, or if you know somebody and you get them to kind of, we can have the conversation later. But there is a distinct difference I have discovered in how the dating process works today with a lot of the 20-somethings and how it worked back in my day, or really back in the day when Tom was dating. Okay, for you and I, no, you and I never dated, but it was typical that when you wanted to go out with someone, you called her or you stopped by and you talked to her for a while and you asked her out formally on a date. Hey, would you like to go to dinner? Would you like to go to a movie? Would you like to go to lunch? That kind of thing. Even if it was a little more metropolitan, hey, would you like to go have a cup of coffee? Okay, but then you would pick her up, you would take her on the date, and then you would pay, right, Tom?
Right.
And then back in your day, you paid with what, beaver pelts and you know, the things that you hunted and gathered from the land.
Well, a date certainly didn't cost back then what it costs now, even with inflation.
True. I remember $20 used to be enough to go out and do some stuff. Now it has come to my attention, and pardon me if I'm the last to be aware of this, but I don't have a child that's of dating age yet, but it's coming. And so, you know, you start being aware of the way society has changed. My understanding now is that being asked on a formal date is just not how it's done. You kind of hang out in groups, you do this, you do that. Hey, do you want to go do this? Hey, and the process of the guy picking up the tab on a regular basis has pretty much become a passé event. It's old fashioned. It's not the way the hipsters do it now, man.
Guys probably like that.
Well, perhaps, but to me, it is indicative of some very significant changes that are happening in our society, and I don't think they're necessarily good things that are happening in our society. So I'd like to invite you, if you would like to throw in on that conversation, call 715-845-2155 or send me an email, and we can have the full-blown conversation at a later time. I just find it very, very interesting and indicative. Let me ask you this. Do you see a problem with that dynamic changing, with it being a little more informal, with it being a little less, I don't know, traditional?
I think it's up to the people involved to handle it the way they want to handle it.
Okay.
If you want to go out on a date, ask somebody out on a date, do it. If you want to go out in groups, you do it. I mean, it's why does society need to be rigidly tied to something that happened 20, 30, 40, 60 years ago?
Okay. I agree with the single incident, but where I disagree is I see a breakdown of traditional values of our country. And I know that, you know, the way a guy asks a girl out has no real effect on, oh, this country's going to hell in a handbasket because he didn't ask her out on a date. No, it's not that serious. But it is indicative of the attitude that the traditions, the norms, the things that were done, just,
but there are a lot of traditions,
don't need to do it
a
anymore.
Lot of traditions we don't adhere to anymore. Some of them are probably good. We don't force a bride to provide a dowry of pigs and cows and chickens and laundry in order to get married anymore.
Laundry?
Well, you know, like kind blankets and sheets and, you know
linens.
The hope chest.
Linens,
yeah.
And that kind,
yeah,
of stuff. I see what you're saying. All right, let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Reggie.
Reggie, what's on your mind?
I'm kind of weighing in on what you're saying about the dating situation.
Yes, sir.
I'm 50, but it's not only the younger generation, it's also with us adults.
Really?
I was dating, I know you guys are going to laugh at me, or you're going to praise me. I was dating somebody that was 17 years younger than me.
Whoa!
Nice.
Yeah, she was 33.
Uh-huh.
She actually came after me.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you a question. When you say dating, do you put the little air quotes up when you say that? Dating.
Yeah.
Is that?
Dating.
Yeah.
Okay. That means exclusivity. Means.
Yes, sir. I agree with you.
Okay. So, basically, when it came down, we went to Fox River Mall. She had had a brother that had passed away and had lost a certain type of jacket that was belonged to her brother, and somebody could make a sweatshirt that was just like her brother's jacket.
Okay.
And I figured, well, okay, you know, we've been together a month. You know, I want to show her, hey, you know, I also had lost a brother, you know, and wanted to show her, hey, you know, I'm here. You know, I'm here for you.
And right.
I'm going to have this made. And she basically said no. And I've tried to pay for many a thing for her, pay for us to go out to eat, go to movies. I've tried to hold a car door for her. It's just like, okay, one thing led to another. You know, all these things. You know, I'm an old-fashioned gentleman.
Right.
I'm like you guys. And it basically got to be a point where it started to get to be insulting to me, the way I was raised. I was raised... You treat a lady like a lady.
Right.
You know, that's the way I was raised. If I didn't, my mother would come out of her grave and kick my butt.
Right.
You know, and I'm raised the way I'm raised, and that's the way it's going to be until I die.
Okay. Now, is this a deal breaker for you? Is this, did it or will it end the relationship, or is this something that can be worked through?
She's already down the road.
Okay. All right.
Because when you insult me like that, when I've tried,
right,
forever, you know, be nice to you and do all these other nice things for you that I was raised to do, and you say no so many times,
yeah,
I start to consider them insults.
Yeah, I got you. I completely understand. So, are you in your dating experience? Are you finding that that is the norm, or are you finding that that was just a one-off experience?
It all depends upon the woman.
Okay.
You know, somebody 17 years younger than you is probably going to wear you out anyway. So it's probably a good thing that she's down the road, right?
No.
Okay.
She likes the experience of an older man.
Amen to that. All right, buddy. Thank you very much for calling in. And before we go down that road too far, we'll just we'll let that one go. I think that I agree with you that the adherence to some rules and regulations just because that's the way it's always been done. No, I don't agree with that. But when it comes to relationships, that kind of thing, it seems sad.
All right.
It seems like the loss of romance, the loss of chivalry, and what he was just talking about, the loss of respect. It's like, listen, ladies, we're not saying, oh, we're the man and we're the most, but we are showing you respect. We are showing that we honor you by behaving this way and taking care of you. What's wrong with that? Why are you laughing?
Well, I mean, that's the justification, but a lot of times it is to show that this is the dominant hand, and this is the...
No, it's not.
That I am in the dominant
position.
No,
it's not.
No, you don't think so?
No. No, when a guy...
Stemming back to the days when a lot of women were not allowed to have money, and a lot of women were not allowed to have checking accounts.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but we're not allowed to go into the foreign camp, grab the woman by the hair and drag her to our camp and claim her as our own property.
There are probably some out there that wish it was still that way too.
Zog like.
It was tradition. It was tradition.
Zog like. Yeah, that's not how it works. I'm talking about just being chivalrous. If she's cold, you give her your coat. You open the car door. These kind of things. These are acts of respect. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Good morning, Seth. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, buddy.
I agree about all of the courtesies that a person should extend to a person, a woman that you're dating with. But I'm just wondering if part of the premise of your discussion is wrong, because how long has dating even been an institution? I would guess that if you go back 100 years, we were in an era that was probably predated by 1,000 years of courting, which is different than dating.
where the, it was prearranged and you, well, now, even in Victoria.
You met somebody at church and you talked to the parents and come over and visit.
Courting.
With a chaperone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sort of stuff. That's the old traditional model.
You know, I read
dating
a book.
I
read a book that changed my attitude about dating, and it was after I got a divorce. It was called Choosing God's Best, and it emphasized that casual dating is a waste of time. And if you really think about it, it truly is. Either when you're dating someone, there's only really two ways that the relationship is going to end up. Eventually, it may take a long time, but it's eventually going to happen. Either you are married or you break up. So casual dating, hey, you want to go out and just have fun?
I mean, you can't have some fun along the way.
Well, it's called choosing God's best, Tom. So you have to throw this whole God issue into it where you're being respectful of God's wishes for your life. And I know that's a problem for you, but try and follow
God
along.
God doesn't want to have any fun?
God wants you to have fun in the parameters of what God sets up as the family tradition, all right? And that's where courting comes in. You get to know the person. You get to know the family. Your intentions are stated up front. I am interested in you because I think you might be the person that I would like to marry. And that courting process is the process of getting to know whether or not you want to move forward.
If you would say that to a woman today early in the relationship, she would run away screaming if you would mention marry on the first or second date.
Thank you very much for your call. And I will prove you wrong when we get back.
Night.
I will prove you wrong when we get back. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Don't go anywhere.
Sean Hannity, today at 2 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback. Okay, this is the opportunity where I get to rarely prove Tom wrong. Actually, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. So you said...
You're going to say that your wife wasn't scared
absolutely.
Away by...
Absolutely. One of the very first dates that we went on. One of the very first... Now, let me give you...
You are the exception that proves the rule, sir.
I'm not going to say that, but I'm going to say it's entirely possible. All right? This is a revelation about my personal life that I very rarely go into because it's extremely personal. There had been, on both sides, for myself and for my wife, relationship mistakes. Let's just put it that way. Where we had been in relationships before and things had gone badly. And we realized that there were some common denominators in the reason that those relationships prior had gone badly. And we decided that the best way to make a run at a relationship going the right way was to be really honest in seeking God's will for a relationship. And so very early on, we talked about that casual dating at our point in life was really a waste of time. That casual dating may be fine for some people, but at our point in life, it's a waste of time. I was very happy. I was content being single. So was she. But I had been doing a lot of praying. I would like God to bring the right woman into my life at the right time. And subsequently, she had been doing the same thing. So we'd been together as friends. We had gone out as friends and done a lot of group activities and so forth. And really, it kind of surprised us both that, what do you know, we're kind of interested in each other. So we went out on a couple dates, and I remember very clearly, I talked to her and said, listen, I don't have any intention of doing the casual dating thing. It's not what I'm interested in at all. I think you're a special person. I think you have got many, many of the qualities that I find truly attractive. And I would like to explore this. I would like to see where that goes. But I am not casual dating minded. I am permanent relationship marriage minded. And you know what? So was she. So we had a really good conversation over several weeks and months about airing out our past and being honest with each other about what we were, who we were, and what we had been like in our past. And then we did something really cool. We decided that it would be a good idea to not spend any time together for a while and really focus on what God wanted for us. So there was a period of time where no phone calls, no dates, no texts, no emails, nothing, nothing. And especially no contact, no holding hands, no kissing, nothing. Complete isolation from each other and spend a lot of time seeking what God wanted for our lives. Asking God for either a green light, saying, yep, move forward, or a very clear indication, no, this is not the right person. This may be the right person, but not the right time. Danger, Will Robinson, back the heck up. And everything we got was positive.
Did Satan send you any temptations to put in front of you?
Hell yes. Oh my God, yes. Absolutely. And that's how I knew. That was one of the most clear indicators that I was on the right path, is when all of a sudden somebody comes up and says, you know, I think you're cute, and I've been thinking about it. Really? You have. And you choose now to come forward and talk about it. Really? See ya. And there were a couple opportunities where I just said, thanks, but no thanks. It was very obvious to me.
Were you putting saltpeter in your mashed potatoes at the time then, too?
How old are you? Oh, my God. How old are you? Saltpeter. God, I haven't heard that. My dad used to talk about that. Gee whiz. It's used to make gunpowder.
Or was it cold showers for you?
I don't think we need to go into that.
All right, okay. There's,
but it was a time, and actually it was a very precious time. It was a time where I spent a lot, I mean, just real dedication to finding out what God's will. And that also included doing some fasting, which a lot of people don't pay attention to or think is an issue, but a lot of prayer, a lot of fasting, a lot of seeking God's guidance. And it was clear to us. Now, and here's the other thing. We had known each other for about a year and a half, getting to know each other, like I said, hanging out in a group of friends, all of us, 8 or 10 of us, going to dinner, going to, you know, theme parks and movies, et cetera, and having a great time. So we knew each other. And when we started dating, dating was short. I believe we announced, we started dating, oh, my wife is going to kill me. I think we started dating in February or March. March, I believe. By about June, matter of fact, it was June, sometime in June, we got engaged. We were married July 1. And come July 1 of this year, it'll be 14 years. So is that the way everybody should do it? Oh, no. Absolutely not. But did it work for us? Absolutely. But it was because we spent, I think the reason that it worked is because we spent a lot of time seeking what God wanted for our relationship and giving ourselves over to that and allowing God to have permission to address it. And we were trying our very best to be obedient. That's something that I see missing. That's what I'm talking about. Some of the chivalry, some of the Christian guidelines to approaching to not only relationships, but a lot of other things. I see that becoming passé, almost old-fashioned and unnecessary. And I think, in my humble opinion, it is indicative of a bigger attitude toward, yeah, you know, just being respectful for others, being, you know, if it feels good to me, it really, that's the way it ought to be for me. And if you don't like it, that, so what? I think that's dangerous. I truly, truly do. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The news, talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.